Take it out and plug it back in.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I've even heard my wife that frustrated before.
No. Hasn't she? After she gets frustrated with you like that, doesn't she just say, look, just lay down and I'll do everything. Just...
Dude, yeah, I'm having a flashback after you say it. Just don't touch me. You feel that?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 46. I am your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Hard Rockin' Guy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Trophy Horrors. Please excuse the idiot talking before me. You know, we can only cover his mistakes so much, so.
And also with us, Donnie.
What's going on? I know y'all loving me. I'm loving y'all.
Okay. You've talked enough. Okay. Next person.
Let the man do his intro. Leave him alone.
Be quiet. You do what you're told, monkey. Next person.
Donnie, do your intro.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, you be quiet.
I'm good. What's happening? Let's get it cracked. Send it over to the next guy.
All right, and last but not least, Mr. Titanic Wang.
Well, it ain't gay in a three-way, guys. Am I right?
Oh, my Lord.
With the honey in the middle, it's a leeway.
All right. As we do every week, we give you our updated trophy count. I'm level 19, 32, 71, and 26 plats. I added another one this week. Hard Rock, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at level 19, 3,460 trophies, 24-inch e-penis. At least that's what I'm reporting right now anyway. So.
All right. And Mr. Donnie?
I'm level 19. Trophy count is 2990, 41 plats. I added one more since last episode.
All right. And Mr. Titanic Wing, what are you looking at?
I'm level 15, trophy count 2028, and I have an 8-inch penis with 250 pounds coming down behind it.
I said I should be Titanic Wang in the electronic world because my penis is bigger than all yours.
But you're not. You're Donnie. So that's what you chose, and that's what you're stuck with.
All right, let's move on to what we're playing. Let's start off with Mr. Hard Rock.
Oh, what have I been playing? I have been playing some Call of Duty Nazi Zombies or Zombie Mode, I guess. They don't call it Nazi Zombies. Like I said, I bought the Resurrection Pack, so I've been having fun with that. Moon is a very interesting pack, to tell you the truth. Plus, I've been going back and playing all the old maps from World of War. I played Fear 3. Don't play Fear 3, everybody. You know, they got rid of a lot of the horror from the last games, and it's more action focused. But there's a couple of tense moments every once in a while, but it's nowhere as scary as they made it out to be. The little girl doesn't even look scary anymore, and it's just more action oriented. Actually, you know what? The game actually reminded me more of Black. I don't know if you guys ever played Black on the PS2 and the regular Xbox.
Yeah, that's pretty a decent first person shooter for a guy like me.
Yeah, that one actually, that's actually what Fear 3 reminded me of. It reminded me more of like playing Black, because it had the whole slowdown thing and everything like that. And you see like the bullet tracers and all this other stuff and everything like that. So, yeah, like I said, don't play Fear 3. Finally got my copy of Dark Souls that I was having trouble getting from a certain online retailer. They were late shipping it, but actually I think I looked out, because a lot of people were reporting that they actually didn't get their copies. That they the thing with Dark Souls was that you were able to pre-order it, and you're supposed to be bumped up to the collector's edition automatically. Well, a lot of people were already complaining that they weren't getting the collector's edition. They were just they were just getting regular copies sent to them. So that got into a whole big snafu, and there was a problem left and right, but luckily enough, I got my collector's edition of the game. What else have I been playing? I think that's really about it. Oh, some of the Uncharted 2 beta.
Uncharted 3 beta?
The Uncharted 2 one.
Okay.
I'm still in the beta for that one.
Okay.
No, but yeah, it's the Uncharted 3 beta. I've been playing that one, and I think that's really about it. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah, you definitely talked way too long. Donnie? I
have the right to.
Donnie, what have you been playing?
I'm just playing the Uncharted 3 beta. I am loving it, especially since I found out that everything I'm earning is going to transfer over to the actual game. Ah, that is great. That and just preparing for Batman.
And Mr. Wang?
I've been playing Full House Poker, Left 4 Dead 1 and 2. I ordered 2 new poker games that I'm going to be playing during Extra Life this weekend. Resident Evil 4 HD I was playing a little bit of with my surround sound headset. That's pretty cool. I play a little bit of Costume Quest, but not much.
All right. I regret doing this, but I've been playing 2 shooty games this week.
Of course. Here we go.
All right.
You know something? I secretly think that the people actually tune into this just to hear what the shitty game that you're playing this time. So,
I actually didn't play too much of Little Big Planet this week. I did play a little bit. I also have been playing some Grand Theft Auto 4, trying to go back and get some of those trophies. Because I enjoyed the game and I never really sat back and did all the side missions because I was trying to get the
trophies.
Well, the trophy for completing the game in under 30 hours. So I just did all the storyline missions. Now I'm going back and doing all the side missions.
That hard to get.
Well, no, but I know one of the trophies is glitched, so I know I'm not going to get the platinum, so I'm just enjoying it for the, and going for what trophies I can get. All right, and the 2 shameful games that I played this week is Megamind. I actually went through and got the platinum in one day.
Megamind route.
And the other game that I'm actually enjoying,
here it comes,
is Captain America.
I told you it was a decent game.
It really is a decent game. I mean, compared to the other movie tie-in games, this one's actually one of the better ones.
I agree with you.
And Mr. Hard Rock's laughing because
it's not worth owning. But
no,
it is worth playing.
Yeah, it's definitely like a good Gamefly or Gamerang rent. Let's start with our first topic: the big elephant in the room. Recently, Sony had another online attack in which 93,000 online accounts and IDs, passwords were compromised, but Sony did remark that they didn't actually get through, and for the 93,000 people that were affected, their accounts were immediately locked, and they're going to have to go through some process to reinstate their account, but Sony did say that less than 0.1% of all PSN users were affected in this attack. Gentlemen, I'm going to leave it up to you. Is this, a sign that Sony's making their security stronger, or is this just a press release to say, listen, we caught it, what happened before is behind us?
All right, we caught it. We ain't got to worry about this going down again.
They caught it. I mean,
say it's both. It's kind of both. It sounds like the security is getting somewhat better since they caught it. So that sounds like the security is upping. But yeah, it sounds like they're doing their job right now. And please, people, yes, please forget about what happened for the ones who haven't.
All right. Mr. Wang, I know you're a little quiet on this.
Well, to me, it's pretty naive to, I mean, the PSN got hacked, it got brought down for a month. But, I think it's pretty naive to think that before that event happened, that their network was ever attacked before then.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was.
Yeah, so to me, this is probably a normal attack. They've probably had this attack before that incident ever happened, to where it just happened and they didn't say a word about it. So when I saw it, I thought, well, yeah, now they're going to, I don't know if this can be a regular thing. Every time an attack happens and a few accounts are compromised, they're going to announce this, or if it's just going to fade away.
Well, see, the way I feel about this is Sony shouldn't even be making press releases like this, because to me, it's just inviting more people to attack them.
Well, it doesn't make them look good at all.
I want to say inviting more people to attack. I say, if you mean by PlayStation owners attacking them, yeah.
No, I'm saying, you know, Sony came out and said our network is, not even Sony. Just anybody says our network is unhackable. There's going to be people out there who are going to try to hack it. And eventually, somebody's going to find a way to do it. So let the past be the past and just shut up about it and let it move on. Let people try to forget about it.
Oh, I haven't read. They said it's unhackable?
No, I remember Sony saying their network was strong. I don't know the exact words were it's unhackable, but, just basically, leave it alone. Don't advertise this stuff. Anybody that's technology sound knows that every site on every network and everything, everybody gets attacked by security measures. Visa, MasterCard, even Xbox, PlayStation, everybody gets hacked. It just doesn't make the news as much as the Sony hack, PSN hack did, because it affected everybody at one time and it was brought out to the public. Where if MasterCard gets hacked, you don't know until they send you a letter saying, we received an attack. Here's a free year of credit, protection.
Okay, is this the first time that they announced it since it went down before?
No, but they keep making press releases. Oh, we hired this guy to oversee the security. Now it's we had an attack, but we blocked it. Just stop reporting on it. That's the way I feel.
Yeah, I feel you on that too. But maybe this is the first time they really announced the hacking system happened. So maybe this they just saying it out there look, we got our stuff together now. So hackers, be aware that we got our stuff together now. So now they don't need to put any more publicity out there for themselves.
All right, Mr. Harrock, you want to add anything to this?
No, I mean it's good that they were able to stop the people now and stuff, I mean, at least this can show some people who were very critical of Sony's security before the fact that, look, they're doing something about it. Yeah, people are still going to try to hack, the PSN, especially since they had the problems that they had. But, at least now they're showing that, we're working on it. We're trying. We're trying to do something. Hey, we were aware this time and we tried to solve the problem or not solve the problem. But, we tried to stop it as soon as possible.
All right. And Mr. Wang?
I think the deal is me personally, I've had my account compromised on PayPal and they sent me an email saying, your information's been compromised. We changed your password, blah, 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 blah. So I had to change it to something else. And that didn't make headline news whatsoever. But I'm sure PayPal accounts are compromised constantly just because how huge they are. I think Sony had to release a press release this time. Because if they'd sent 93,000 people emails going, hey, your account's been compromised, it would have been on N4G in an hour going, oh, Sony's trying to cover this up. So they probably did the smart thing.
Okay, I see your point. All right, let's move on to the next thing. PlayStation Suite SDK will be released in a, quote, limited beta in November. This is a short article, and it pretty much covers everything I'm going to say. So I'm just going to read it word for word real quick. Doran TGS Sony announced that the development kit for cross-platform PlayStation Suite program would be released in November. During a panel at GDC Online, I can't even pronounce that guy's name.
Don't look at me.
Shirigu Sugimoto clarified the timing of that release. In November, the SDK will be released as a limited beta or, quote, tech preview, including an Android version and a PC-based, quote, simulator, allowing those without Android phones, which is basically everybody in the world, to develop for Suite. Vita development will be added later when Sony expands to a, quote, open beta. Later, in addition to Sony Ericsson Android devices and PS Vita systems, the Suite may support the PS3, who is currently one of the platforms under evaluation. We are targeting devices from other manufacturers as well, referring to other Android phones. If you like to download the SDK, you can sign up and find out when it's available, and you will need a PSN ID to access it. This doesn't appeal to me, but does this appeal to any of you three gentlemen?
Not really.
Not at all.
But okay, but you know what's gonna happen, right? This is gonna be like some major thing that, that you know that we talked about, and we're like, why didn't we ever speak of this before? Well, we did. We just brushed it off.
I mean, I just don't know what SDK stands for.
It's Scotty doesn't know.
That Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday.
All right, the next thing we have, Uncharted 3 is going to come with an early access Starhawk multiplayer beta.
Yes, it's going to have access to it.
Yes. I mean, pretty much, I know all four of us are going to be buying Uncharted 3. We're all going to be getting this beta. My question to you about this topic is, do you like the idea that when you buy a full price title brand new that you're getting access into other betas?
Absolutely. I hate the idea. I hate the idea. How dare they give me a beta?
How dare
a game?
They, yeah, how dare they give us access to a beta? What the hell's their problem?
That's not what I meant. I meant, like, do you want to see this as a continuing trend, and is this the way we're going to go with this? Do you?
Well, it's happening already. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, when we bought Infamous 2, we got into a beta. When buying Uncharted 3, we're getting into a beta.
When I bought SOCOM, I got into a beta. When I bought Killzone 3, I got into another beta. It's happening already. It's cool that they're doing that. You know, they're saying, hey, if you buy our game, you'll get access to their, you know, one of our next big, you know, first, you know.
Okay, this is what I think Tricky is trying to say. I think by them giving you access to another game's beta is derailing you from the game that you bought.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
That is not what he's trying to say.
What I'm saying is, like, all right, when you buy Uncharted 3, okay, Starhawk is not a game along the same lines. It's a different gameplay, whatnot. Would you rather see get a beta that goes along with, like, a third-person action-adventure type? Or do you just want any public beta that, you know, that they want to do publicity for? That's basically what I'm asking.
I mean, it's a Sony exclusive. I mean, what would be the next exclusive they'd have to package it with? Twisted Metal? But then doesn't the Warhawk beta kind of start around Twisted Metal's release?
Well, Starhawk, it's early 2012. It doesn't actually say. So early 2012. Twisted Metal does come out.
Is it February? Yeah,
February 14th. So, I mean, that's basically what I'm asking. I mean, would you rather see, you know, is it just the next PlayStation exclusive game that's going to come packaged in these games, or?
Well, that's the best thing they can offer. I mean, I can't imagine it's harder for them to offer, you know, third party games and stuff like that. So.
I can understand they're doing it to, you know, drum up hype for the game. You know, everybody gets into the beta. It's probably going to create more sales for Starhawk.
Yeah, I understand that, but I don't want to play Starhawk right now because
that's the point, is that they're getting access to the beta, but they're not telling you, oh, it's going to be live as soon as you open the box. No, when I bought Killzone and I got the beta, I think for like SOCOM or something like that, that didn't happen until like months later.
Yeah, and this is the beta for Starhawk is not going to be until early 2012.
Yeah, so you're not going to play the beta until like next year, dude.
And by the time February rolls around, or, you know, when that goes live, are people really going to still be playing Uncharted? There's going to be so many other games coming out during that time period.
Well, I don't remember which one of you guys said it, but basically a lot of people are looking to Uncharted 3 for the multiplayer this time around more than the storyline.
Yeah, but you have access to it right now. I have already seen people at level 40 on there. They're going to be maxed out for the game even launches.
Yeah, which I think happens to be a big mistake, but
yeah. So by they're going to be maxed out multiplayer, get the game, beat it on normal, beat it on hard. They'll be done with it before the end of November.
All right, let's move on. Hard Rock, you were just talking about Battlefield 3. Some bad news about Battlefield 3 is it was announced that Battlefield 3 will be region locked. Meaning that if you are from the UK or somewhere else, you cannot import the game and use it on your system. Now, the current release dates for Battlefield 3 is the 25th of October in the US, Canada, Singapore, and it says rest of the world, but I don't know why it says the rest of the world. On the 27th, Denmark, Finland, Netherlands, Germany, Poland, Austria, France, Spain, Russia, Norway, Sweden, Australia, and New Zealand will get it. On the 28th, UK, Czech Republic, Hungary, Italy, and Belgium. And on November 2nd, Japan will get it. So if you're in any of those other countries, you cannot import it to play it on the 25th.
No!
Oh, how the game's like unplayable now.
Yep. Then I bet you anything, next thing you know, they're going to put multiplayer into it. And it's just going to completely ruin the game. Just going to completely ruin it.
The reason I put this in the agenda is because it was my understanding that the PS3 was not a region-locked system. So this has to be some kind of new thing where they can put it on the disc to region lock it.
No, I don't know how they're going to do it, but then nowadays, I don't know what the mentality is for a lot of game developers and stuff like that. You know, not sometimes the most clear cut, easy decision is never what's done. So I don't know. We shall see and find out.
Right?
Well, more likely to combat piracy. You know, sometimes it's like, you know, they don't want people to import it because, you know, sometimes they have to, you know, they try to sell it so that way, you know, people won't get it early. They won't get it, you know, just like that. So they won't import it. At least that's the only reason I can think of.
All right. Now, speaking of importing, because you guys make fun of me when I ask you this question. The PlayStation Vita is currently listed on Amazon.com. with a release date of March 31st of 2012. Gentlemen, how accurate do you believe this is?
Do you think it's true?
I think it's true.
Do you think really? It's true, or do you think that maybe it's just the whole thing of like, you know, it's just, oh, we just have to put a release date and that's, you know, that's the day we're going to put.
I'm going to go with that one.
Well, generally when they put a release date that they don't, like, that's not confirmed, it says, you know,
to be announced,
or that, or it says December 31st, 2012, because they know it's going to come out in 2012. They just don't know what date. So they put a further away date that they know it's not going to be.
So you think they're going to release it on a Saturday?
It's 31st of Saturday. I didn't even check that.
Yeah, I went ahead and checked it for you. It's a Saturday.
It's probably just some date that they put in there just to.
Yeah.
I like that statement better.
Would you be happy if it came out on the 31st, or would you, you know, you kind of expecting it a little earlier than that?
Seems about around. To me, it seems like a good time. I mean, they said not until 2012, so.
Yeah, I can't say. Just Saturday seems like a weird release date to me, but.
You all be looking for Tuesday.
No. Hey, who knows? Who knows, man? The Green Lantern movie is coming out on a Friday, so.
Yeah, that's. I don't see why they release it.
Yeah.
I really, you know, can't say. I don't know. I'm not in marketing, so I can't say what's a good, very good date for it. So.
Once again, the easiest thing is never what's done. So.
All right. Speaking of the easiest thing, Sony is still talking about the UMD download solution. What I mean by that is they're looking into figuring out what they're going to do for people buying the Vita that have UMDs. One current solution they have that's rumored right now is offering a discounted price for anybody that wants to re-download their games for the Vita.
God.
That already owns the UMD. Now, do you guys think this is a viable solution to the problem, or should they
just give them the software or whatever they need to download? That is some BS. That's something they're doing with the PS2 in the PlayStation Store.
Well, the problem with that, Donnie, is let's say that I go to...
It's always a problem.
I don't know. Somewhere. Let's say I go to GameStop and get a game. How do I prove that I own the game? The only solution is for me to mail in the UMD to Sony and then send me a code, which is not going to happen.
Okay, well, do it, man. But still, that's like me buying the game. Whatever price they give me, I still got to pay to play my game.
Okay, then what solution do you have?
Hey, I like that one. Hey, mail it.
And, that's not going to happen.
Man, they could come up with something, man. They came up with the Station 3.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
No. I'm really trying to get an answer out of Donnie because he seems to have a problem with this, but it doesn't seem like he has a, like kind of like a solution to it.
I got a problem because they're always asking for money for something. Man.
Oh man, what, a company's trying to make money? Damn.
What I'm saying though, I'm just saying they already come out with these Station 2 HD remakes, which is no problem. I already gave you my feelings on that last episode. But for what they're doing now, just bringing them into the store, I don't want to buy a game I already have just to play it for no, you know, extra excitement out of it.
What do you mean extra excitement out of it? For me,
the HD collections, the extra excitement is the trophies. I don't want to buy a game I already have because I already bested on the Station 2. Now I can really best it and show it off with my trophies. That's what the reason I buy the HD collections if I like the game. I don't want to go buy another PlayStation 2 game without at least the HD not even included. It's just there. And now I got to pay for you. I got to pay for you to download, for me to download my own game onto another game device that I already bought from you. Why you just can't just let me download it?
Because that's not the nature of making money, dude.
I was gonna say, so basically what you want them to do, Donnie, is you want them to take your game for free, add trophies onto the game for free, and then give it to you.
I didn't say give it. I just told you the reason why.
You want trophies on the game.
He's saying if he's going to rebuy the game, at least make it HD and with trophies to make it worth the money he's going to spend. If you're not going to make it HD and you're not going to add trophies, then what's the sense of rebuying the game?
Exactly. I already bested it on the current.
It's a choice as a consumer. He's making it sound like he has to do this.
No, I'm not. I never make it sound like I have to do it. I always
make that's exactly like what you're doing.
No. I make it sound like they money hungry. That's what I make it sound like.
They're trying to provide an option because to me, to bring this up again after the thing after the PSP Go, obviously this is an issue that's still unresolved and he must be getting mail over it. So they're still trying to come up with a way. The only idea I could come up with is for them to make a deal with a retailer I hate to say it, but with GameStop or something, to make a deal where you could take your UMD into a shop where, you know, they take inventory on it, they hand you a code, and then maybe they GameStop themselves send the UMDs in bulk for, you know, Sony to do whatever they need to do with them.
Okay. Oh, wait, where that's good. That's
a consumer.
That's cool. And why? That's cool. And I don't want to be charged for it because I already own the game.
Well, that would be the thing. I mean, you know, I don't know if that's something. I doubt they could do it free. But even if it was like $1 a UMD.
That's whack.
I mean, come on. $1 UMD.
That's whack. Yes. It's only $1. It's cool. It's cool with me. It's only $1. But the thing is, I shouldn't have to pay for it. I already own it. Now, if I import this and my dollar turns it HD, okay, I have no problem with it. At least I got HD out of it. But yet, I got a PS Vita, PS PlayStation Life, and with all these graphics just compatible with the Station 3, and yet I just got a regular old PSP game.
Well, dude, nobody's making you buy the remakes, or nobody's making you buy the stuff or something like that.
Nobody's forcing me. I understand nobody's forcing me. I understand.
Well, then why are you complaining? There's no reason for you to be complaining. They're not going to... It's not...
Martin Luther King marched and complained why he...
No. Dude, if you go out... If you go out to a store and you buy a Coke or a Pepsi... One like that, and then you go back and say, dude, I've already bought this product, I've already had it, there's no reason why I should pay for it again. That's the exact same thing that you're talking about. What? Right there.
No.
Okay, how is it different?
No, because this game is reusable. I spent $60 for this game, and I'm not gonna just throw it away because that's $60 of my money. I just spent that is recyclable by me keeping it. Now, when I buy food or whatever, I'm consuming it. So I'm not going to expect to have this forever because I bought it to consume. That's totally different. My Martin Luther King is a better example than that.
No.
Isn't it strange how spoiled we become? I mean, did we ever bitch about how our Nintendo games didn't play on our Super Nintendo?
No, the point I'm trying to make is that it's happening already. Look, exactly like that. Look at what Nintendo's doing. That, you know, I had an SNES, and Nintendo offers the same service. Like, hey, you want this game again? You got to buy it. I can't just go up to them and say, hey, man, I bought that game 20 years ago. I should be able to just download it for free.
No, I'm okay. Look, I'm not. Nintendo doesn't have anything extra as far as HD, whatever. They don't have it. They're coming out with it in the future, but not now.
Okay, so
you're talking about Station right now. Station already put it out there. We've got HD collections. We're throwing you trophies with it with our new trophy system that goes with practically everything that we come out with now because it's there. Now, you know what? We're tired of doing that. They just give them the game. Well, they just throw the game out there and just see how many sells.
Okay. So otherwise, like let's say God of War, the first one. When they made the HD collection with trophies, HD, everything like that, all the bells and whistles and like that, since you already bought the game before, you're saying that you should just be able to just get that game redone for free?
No. I'm saying what they're doing now, I should be able to get it for free. What they're doing now is just...
Okay, what's look, now? What, I don't understand that. What is...
Okay, I'm a huge Metal Gear fan. You already know that. Now, if they would have just threw Metal Gear into what they're doing now and just... throwing it in the store as a PlayStation 2, and that's it, I wouldn't buy it. I would not buy it just because it didn't have trophies. But I'm a huge Metal Gear fan, and the trophy system is there for us. It's been here for quite a while, and it's a great thing. It gives an extra sense of accomplishment that I already, on the game, I already bested. Now I can prove to you, and I can prove to myself, just for extra enjoyment with this trophy system, that I can best the best. You know, I could be the best of the best of the best, like Men in Black.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, yeah,
but for them to just, I already own this game. I already own this game. And then you saying I got to pay to play what I already own with the same 16-bit or 8-bit, whatever bit it is. That's whack. Can I just go to GameStop and, hey, Wayne's suggesting, go to GameStop. Have them import it, you take the game, the cartridge, whatever it is, and ship it all out to Sony and let them recycle and do whatever they want to do with it. Now he said the dollar thing. Now, if it was a dollar, you know, I don't even want to pay a quarter because I already own it. But if that quarter, when I transfer it, makes it at least HD. At least HD, because I'm playing it on an HD system. It's a next-gen system. I'm playing it on an HD system. I would pay them that quarter or that dollar, whatever, because I got something extra out of it.
That's, I don't know. To me, it sounds more just like you want it free. Like you just want more free.
He wants it free on a new system.
He's basically saying if he has to repay for it, he wants more bells and whistles. He doesn't want to get to rebuy the exact same thing he bought. He says if he's going to invest more money in the same product he already owns, he wants more bells and whistles, whether it be HD, trophies, more content, more DLC, whatever.
Well, he's paying to have it emulated on a new system.
Right.
That's what he's paying for right now.
Right, I understand that.
That's why I brought up the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo thing. I mean, it's just crazy how we would go from console to console back then, not complain anything. And sometimes I think PlayStation, that was one of the biggest mistakes they ever made, was backwards compatibility. Because now it's expected. And you don't know when to stop.
We didn't have the system that we have now. That's why we didn't complain. We had Nintendo, and that's what we had, Nintendo. We didn't have Nintendo and then Super Nintendo.
But people expect it now. So when did they stop?
Because you know why we expect
it? They make a PlayStation 3 that plays PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 games and PlayStation 3 games. When do they stop? When they're on the PlayStation 5, should the PlayStation 5 play 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 games?
Yes. Because you know why we expect it? Because it's the next best.
But then people complain about the price.
It should always up the ante when they come out with a new system or a new product. Always up the ante and still be able to play our old stuff. Because you want to know, because we're going to trash our old stuff. Because we got the next best thing. We're not going to go back and actually, you know, we
some so of the then why should they emulate the past games if you're going to trash the old ones?
Because you asked me, look, I'm
bad. Honey, I don't. I'm bad at honestly, what was the last PS1 game you played? With how many platinums you have, how many PlayStation 1 games do you play?
I don't play any PlayStation 1 anymore.
So that's
the point.
No, it's not the point. If I was to go back and play a PlayStation 1 game, if I wanted, I would put in my PlayStation 1 disc. I'm not about to go out into PlayStation Store and buy that game all over again because it got the same PlayStation 1 graphics and nothing extra into it. I don't have any trophies to say, like, you know what? I did this in the PlayStation 2 or PlayStation 1 version. Now let's see if I can redo it again and probably do better and then get a trophy out of it.
All right, guys. This has been a good conversation, but I'll just end it by saying this.
You shut your mouth. You stay out of this conversation. Shut up.
The only reason they're releasing these games is for the people that bought their PS3 when it doesn't have backwards compatibility, for people going back and buying these games. I understand your point, Donnie, that you don't want to rebuy a game. In that case, don't rebuy the game. But in the case of somebody who's never had, say, God Hand for the PS2, they can now buy it and have a digital copy of it. Now, as far as the Vita goes, you're just going to have to suck it up. That's the way it is. You moved on from console to console. You can't expect to play PS, like Titanic said, you can't expect to keep playing old console games on the new console. Eventually, they're going to have to stop. That's just the way it is.
That's whack.
It may be whack, but that's just the way it is.
Well, it's cost effective. That's the biggest thing. People want things to be... They claim they released or removed the PS2 out of there to make the console cheaper because people said it was too expensive. Oh. And I agree. It was far too expensive.
Okay, now...
It was expensive.
All right, hold on. You brought that up, and that's kind of a sore subject to me because I have to give a shout-out to the Blue Show, because Rothbart said this on the Blue Show, and it actually made a lot of sense. Now that they've removed backwards compatibility, a lot of people were saying when they removed the backwards compatibility, it wasn't to make the console cheaper. It was so they could eventually sell the PS2 games on the PS3 and make a profit. And that's kind of what happened.
And exactly.
5 years down the road.
But it's still, if you bought, it's the same thing that the old conversation of when I bought my system, I paid $600 for my system. And when I bought my system, one of the selling points was the other OS. They took that away from me. Now, say if my console breaks now, because I have a backwards compatible system. If my console breaks now, either my choices are A, send it into Sony and have them fix it, which basically they're just giving me another refurbished system, or go to the store and buy a PS3, and I lose my backwards compatibility.
See, I was smart and kept my PS2, so yeah.
But the point is, that's the way it is. Now that they've moved backwards compatibility, they can now make money by selling those PS2 games on the PS3, on the PlayStation Store, and make money.
Yeah, that's the nature of business, dude. I mean, companies like that all the time. They're like, why should we give this away when, shit, we can charge people for this and get some money out of it?
Well, yeah, then don't advertise when you start selling the PS3 that PS3s are going to have backwards compatibility and then eventually take it away saying, oh, we're doing this to make the console cheaper. That's my point of the whole thing. Don't advertise something and then say, oh, no, we got to take it away because the console is too expensive.
Oh, no. That's perfectly fine what you're saying right there. Yeah. I'm just saying I'm seeing it more from the business end because I see it as like that. You know, why? You know, because, you know, why give something away when you can make some money off of it? Because why? Yeah. It's better business.
It's different than syndication of TV shows.
Yes, it is. It is better business.
Yeah, syndication of TV shows. It's an old TV show they re-advertise on.
All right, guys, we got to move on because we talked about this quite a long time. The next topic is the PS Vita will be getting a download cap. Now, this cap is not being put in place by Sony. It's being put in by the cell phone company that's providing 3G, which is AT&T. This is pretty standard of a cell phone company, cell phone provider, as Mr. Wang could attest to because he has an iPhone, and I know that Hard Rock has an iPhone too. Anything over 20 megabytes, you will not be able to download over the 3G network, but you will have to go to a Wi-Fi source to download anything over 20 megabytes.
It's
Yeah, that sounds right.
Now, being that most Vita games will be over 20 megabytes, of course, you're going to expect that anytime you download a game, you're going to have to go to a Wi-Fi source. You can't just be on the street and say, oh, the PlayStation Store updated, let me go download the new game.
What? You mean I got to repay for the megabytes I've already downloaded and bought? What?
Yeah, but
man, that's all whack, man. I should be able to get those megabytes for free. I've already bought those things, man. They're mine already. No, man, that's messed up. I should be able to get that for
free.
Quick,
tie Hard Rock down.
We're not. Let's not get that again.
Hey, yeah. So at least the cap is below, so we can download all the patches for the games when we buy them. Yes. All right, Hard Rock. Here you go. You can get off now.
And it's also to note that the Vita will support ideas such as free-to-play games, which. You know, developers are free to explore whatever business model they want. So that's a good sign. The cap, gentlemen, it's no surprise to anybody, is it?
No, I mean, because AT&T doesn't want their network bogged down. I mean, imagine all these people that are going to be trying to download these, you know, gig or two games, however big they happen to be over their network, and it's going to bog it down.
Yeah. It was also announced that Vita games, unlike the PSP Go, will be getting games day and date on digital and retail releases.
That's bullshit. I should get them a day before.
Bullshit. Excuse me. Sorry.
Now, it says Sony has confirmed...
It's the megabytes.
Sony has confirmed that all PlayStation Vita games will feature simultaneous launches of digital and retail games. This is yet another improvement over the failed PSP Go experiment, where some physical games would take weeks to reach the PSN and sometimes never arrive at all.
I never really understood that. Like, if you bought a game, how come you can't get it the day of, like, for download?
Because if it wasn't released in the PlayStation Store... you couldn't get the game. That's the biggest problem with the PSP.
But yeah, I never understood that though. Why don't you just release it? It comes out this day.
Yeah. Now what Donnie is saying is that he doesn't understand like okay, Kingdom Hearts, Birth by Sleep, that was released on the UMD for the PSP, but it was never released as a digital download on the PlayStation Store.
Yeah, that was a mess up on Sony's part.
Yes, what he's saying is why don't they offer them both on the same day? Pretty much what they're doing with a lot of PSP games nowadays.
It was also confirmed that cross game chat as an exclusive PS Vita feature, something that's still missing from the PlayStation 3, despite the fan pressure. And I'm trying to get the guy's name right now. Chris Norden, who is a Sony engineer, said that, quote, "We know everybody wants it on the PS3, so we're doing it on the Vita."
No, that's not a PS3. Or
I'm just mad because I have to keep buying these megabytes all over again. So.
All right, moving on to our next topic. Sony has announced that over 8.3 million PlayStation Moves have been shipped, and they're calling it a success.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry to cut you off, but you notice how they always saying shipped instead of sales.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. You notice I said shipped and not sold. So that means there's 8.3 million out of Sony's door, but not 8.3 million in gamers' hands. It also said that there's over 80 games available that feature full move support, including Killzone 3, Little Big Planet 2, and iPad. Would you guys call this a success? I mean, from Sony's end, yes, they've... They've
exactly, sold, there you go.
8.3 million, but that doesn't mean 8.3 million gamers have these.
Exactly. It's a success on Sony's part. I mean, they've shipped these things. They've sold them out to retailers, so they've got their money already.
Yeah, but they need to stop using that ship stuff. We don't care about what's been shipped. I want to know what sales, if you really want to give us some news.
No, it's the same thing. Like when THQ, or I think it's THQ, when they kept saying, oh, we've already shipped 1.something million copies of Homefront. That doesn't necessarily mean that 1.something million copies of Homefront have been sold.
Yeah.
It just means that they're out in the stores to be bought.
I would rather for them to come out and say, we as in Sony has already got our money for 8.3 million shipped PS Moves. You know, I really want to say that. They already got their money.
From the desk of Jack Trenton, dear PlayStation suckers, we have shipped this many Moves bundles, and, you know, it's like that. So, I mean, like I said, it's good for them because they've got their money. So, I got a Move controller.
Well, the movies are kind of the same way. I kind of wish that movies, instead of money earned, they had tickets sold. Because, I mean, with the whole 3D and all that stuff, that skews. When you hear a movie earns $60 million, sometimes I'd rather know how many people want to go see it. Not what it earned.
$60
million. Yeah. So, like this PlayStation Move thing, okay, they shipped 8.3 million. How much of that 8.3 million are sitting on the shelves?
Apparently a lot of them, because GameStop was like selling them for like $10 just like a couple of weeks ago.
Kmart was selling them for $25.
GameStop was selling like the Move Navigator and the actual Move controller with the ball in it or like that for like $10-$20 each.
Yeah, they had the Shoot too, and I didn't have one close enough. I would have bought that in a heartbeat.
They had the Shoot. They had all the games. That PlayStation Heroes on the Move, the Shoot, Kung Fu Rider, all those games, one like that. I was actually going to go out and buy Sports Champions just so I could try it out, but I never.
It's actually a decent demo.
Archery is awesome. You just got to have two moves. Yeah.
It's all that Sports Champions is basically a tech demo.
Yeah, that's what I heard it was, something like that. But I figured, like, for $10, I can buy a tech demo.
I'm mad about that. The Move controller been sold for $10. Like, I don't have one because my room, I need to be like what is it, 4 to 5 feet away from it, and I'll be playing all on my bed and stuff, like with my shoes and stuff on. Like, my room is that condensed.
Oh, really? Because I would have figured it was like you already bought a PlayStation controller. Why should you have to pay for another PlayStation, you know, controller just with a ball on it or stuff like that? You should be able to get that controller for free. I've already got a DualShock 3. I've already bought a PlayStation controller.
No, that should have did that when the PlayStation 3 first came out. It was used the PlayStation 3 two controllers.
Okay, so.
Oh my god.
I hate you.
You want the truth? You want the truth, Hard Rock? Do you want the truth?
You can't handle my truth, baby.
All right. Moving on to our next topic. If you are playing the PlayStation Home, you're going to be able to get a taste of Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception a little early. It's going to be based in the sun-baked streets of Yemen. Uncharted Drake... set in the sun-baked streets of Yemen, Uncharted Fortune Hunter challenge you to step into the shoes of adventurer Nathan Drake and explore your surroundings by collecting hidden treasure. But wave upon wave of ruthless gunmen stand between you and your loot. So hunt down hidden weapons to help you on your quest. There's a pistol, a machine gun, and even grenades to get your hands on if you're willy enough to spot them. Use your weapons wisely to take down enemies and complete objectives. Hunt out all the treasure and battle fierce bosses. With three waves of Uncharted Fortune Hunter to battle your way through, once you complete one of the waves, you will unlock the next one when it's released. Complete all three minigames and you will unlock the Kickback Endurance Booster to customize your character skills in Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception multiplayer mode when the game launches. Now, it also says, and this actually surprises me, please note that the PlayStation Home is only available in the following languages: English, French, Italian, Spanish, and German.
Oh, it's a good thing it's in Spanish because, you know.
I only say that last part because it actually surprises me that it's not in Chinese or Japanese, being that Sony is a Japanese-based company.
No, well, it's Uncharted, so it's made here in, you know, North America by Naughty Dog, so.
With Green Lantern, the extended cut being released on Blu-ray and DVD soon, it's been confirmed that there will be a DLC code inside the Blu-ray for Arkham City, which you're going to get the Sinestro Corps skin. Now, if anybody's questioning about why it's a Sinestro Corps skin, if you are a fan of the comics, you will know that at some point the Sinestro Corps tried to recruit Batman into the Corps, and which ultimately was denied. Considering that it's only coming in the Blu-ray, it can only be confirmed for the PS3 at this time.
That suit doesn't look that sweet.
So, in other words, Microsoft's not going to want it.
Probably not.
I've seen it. It just has like the yellow stripe going down, you know, the middle part of his front uniform and all like that. So, yeah. I mean, it's not really that much of a big deal. I mean, it's not as enticing or anything like as like, you know, the other Batman suits that you're going to get for the game, or even, you know, like the Best Buy Robin DLC that you're going to be able to get too. So,
yeah. Oh, have you seen the Beyond Batman Beyond skin?
Yeah, that one actually looks pretty sweet.
I want that one so bad. I wish it came with the GameStop.
Yeah, that one actually looks pretty sweet. I don't like that. But there was actually I think GameStop actually leaked the details that all those suits are going to come as DLC later on anyway. So
yeah.
They're all going to and you know, you kind of have to figure that they're going to do it. I mean, that's how they were going to make some money off of this game. You know, it's either going to be challenge levels or it's going to be, you know, through costumes. And you know what? For $5, I might buy those because those costumes are pretty cool. They are pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
I mean, because the one I want the most is the one that makes him look like the animated series Batman. That's the one I want.
Yeah, that's the one I grew up with, man.
Isn't the animated series voices the voices of the game?
Yes, Kevin Conroy, the guy who does the voice on the animated series.
And Mark Hamill.
And Mark Hamill. They're the ones that do the voices for the Batman and the Joker in the game. So to me, I would like, oh, I got to have the animated series one because that would just be so cool, especially with Arkham City, the way it looks with the graphics and everything. Oh, it's going to look awesome.
Can I all three of you guys played through the Arkham Asylum, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Anyway, I played through it, and I couldn't get into it.
That game was great.
Dude, I love Batman. I love the story. I had a question because the anime series I used to watch, I loved Clayface. Was he mentioned in that one at all?
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
Was he in the game?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the game. He wasn't a boss that you fought, but he was actually one of the Easter eggs that you could find in the game.
I think he was. Wasn't he the one that was locked in a cell that you were never able to break him out of it, or he was?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
He was just sitting in a cell somewhere. And you can go talk to him.
Yeah, you could actually go talk to him, and every time you turn the camera away from him and then turn it back to him, he was a different character. Because I remember there was one time he looks exactly like Quincy Sharp, who's the warden of Arkham. And when you turn the camera around and then you pan it back to them, all of a sudden he looks like Commissioner Gordon. Then you turn it around and then he looks like another character. Like Poison Ivy. He's always changing. As soon as the character, as soon as the camera gets off of him, he changes to another character. And then after a while, you would know it's like, oh, that's Clayface.
Now he's gonna go play it again.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have loved to. I got to a point. It was one of them games where I played it up to a point, and then I didn't play it for a while because some other games came out, and then I went back to it, and I forgot where the fuck I was. I ran around. I was following. Oh, I can remember. Okay, I was following a scent of something. So I was in detective mode trying to find my way around shit, and I ended up getting frustrated with it and sent it back.
Wow. No, dude. I played that game, and I was just like, wow. I had never played it. I mean, I had played a lot of the Batman games before from the NES, the SNES. I played the awful, awful Batman and Robin games from, like, the Super NES and stuff like that. And it was just like, you know, when I heard this game was coming out, I saw a couple of the screenshots, and I was like, that actually looks pretty cool. I went out, bought a copy. I came home. Me and my brother, we played it like nonstop. We're like, me and him were just like, whoa, who the hell made this? Rocksteady? Who the hell is this company? We're like, who the hell is Rocksteady Studios? Man, they knocked this game out of the park. Yeah. I mean, it was just so cool. The voice acting was great. The fighting, you know, the fighting engine was cool. You know, the fact that it had so many Easter eggs in the thing. Plus all the riddlers, you know, riddles that were located throughout the asylum.
Yo, that was really fun finding all those.
And that was so fun. I mean, you literally went everywhere in Arkham Asylum, and there was something to do. There was guys to fight. There was puzzles to solve. There was, you know, plus the whole thing about the spirit of Arkham and, you know, everything like that. I mean, it was just so cool. And, you know, the big puzzles that you could do together, finding all the Riddler's question marks all over the game.
There's actually a hidden room that they said 95% of the people that played the game never found.
Yeah, they never found it. There was actually a room in Quincy Sharp's office that, like Tricky said, 95% of the people never found, and it was a hidden room behind Quincy Sharp's office that when it opened, you went into the back, and it actually has plans, the blueprints for Arkham City, and a section that was cut off that says for Gotham City. It was the blueprints for Gotham City, and there's a little section on the side that says Arkham City. So they had already made the game with a sequel in mind already.
Yeah, I see. I found it.
Yeah. and you know, it was so cool. I mean, that game was just so cool. My only regret was that I didn't buy the Game of the Year edition that had the crappy 3D effect on it and one like that, because I wanted it so bad for the packaging that was outside, you know, for that 3D packaging that it had. I don't know why, I just wanted it for some reason.
Yeah. Today, it still got the best fighting engine in any game, in my opinion. Like, if you really know how to play that game, like, back and forth, how old dude was playing Men in Black, you can go through that whole entire game without getting hit once.
I think it has a really good fighting mechanic.
I wouldn't say it's the best, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's the best, but I thought it was really cool. I wasn't expecting Batman to fight like that, because normally, you know, I played other games where you fight and it basically turned into like a street brawler. But the fact that it had like kind of like a rhythm to it, you know, where you could counter, punch, attack, and all this other stuff, I thought that was really cool.
That was great. So what game has the better fighting mechanic in it?
I can't think of it right now, but I would say it's the
Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't confirm this because I've never played it, but I was actually talking to one of my friends today about Arkham City, and he said that the fighting engine in Zone of the Enders is still the best fighting game engine.
I'm not sure about that, gang. I never even heard of it until y'all spoke of it last week.
I don't know. All I say is I already bought Arkham Asylum, so I should get Arkham City for free. All
right, moving on. We had a reader question. The question was, he's going to be buying a PS3 at the end of November. He wants to know, each one of us, our top five must-buy games. Let's start, without talking to each other, let's start with Hard Rock. What five games are essential for PS3 owner, new PS3 owner?
Oh, man. I'm going to go right off the bat and say, okay, here's a question back to you. Is he a hardcore gamer? Do you know if he's kind of casual gamer or what?
He's big into comics and he likes fighting games.
Big into comics and likes fighting games?
He's big into anime.
Oh, I'll tell him to get something like one of the Infamous games right off the bat. Either one or two. I'd probably tell him to get one because it's cheaper. He'd be able to find a copy a lot easier, so. And, you know, he wouldn't have to spend, you know, the $60 right off the bat. Plus, also, the original Infamous is a great game.
All right, so Infamous is one. Four more.
I don't know. Go to one of the other guys, and we'll come back to me.
All right. Let's go to Titanic. Titanic, five games, and don't be afraid to, you know, if you agree with somebody else's list, say that game too. Titanic, five games, essential PS3 first-time owner should have.
Okay, if he only has a PS3, I would suggest, since he likes fighting game, definitely Mortal Kombat. We had a great gamer night on it. I love that game.
Okay.
Even though I'm not good at it.
Neither am I, apparently.
I whipped all your asses.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Mortal Kombat.
Oh, we're not rotating?
No.
Yeah, I thought we were rotating. That's
Let's
what
rotate, we're, so yeah, yeah. Got time to think of a second.
Yeah, that's right, what I was thinking. Right. Go rotate. Yeah. Everybody give one, and then we'll come back to me.
All right, Donnie?
Well, most definitely Uncharted 2.
All right. I was going to say Uncharted 1, but being that he's saying 2, I'm going to say go get Arkham Asylum.
Mm.
All right, Hard Rock?
I'm actually trying to look through my games right now.
All right, Titanic.
let me actually see. You know what? I would actually say if he's in the comics, I'll tell him to get Borderlands.
All right, Borderlands, Titanic.
I know he's not mentioned this, and I actually did not realize I was in this genre until I tried it. SingStar. Get SingStar, invite some people over. I mean, that shit is a blast when you got people over.
All right, Donnie?
Well, I hope you like comedies, and I guess you could use it as a comment, but the Matt Hazard game.
The game was no. You know what? That's your game. I'm not going to say it yet. I'm going to say Darksiders. I think Darksiders is a good game. All right, back to Hard Rock, your third game.
I'm trying to think of more like bang for the buck. That's actually what I'm going for, because Infamous has a ton of side missions, really long story. Borderlands has millions of side missions and a really long story. The other one I'm probably going to give is probably Burnout Paradise.
Burnout Paradise, good choice. Going in order, Titanic.
Oh, boy. I'm really trying to think now. You said he was into comic book games?
He's into anime. He's big into like Dragon Ball Z and that type of stuff.
I'm trying to think of associated games and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of. Is I don't want to name just good PlayStation games. I want to name something that's be in his territory. How about Scott Pilgrim on PSN? I mean, it's a side-scrolling beat 'em up. It's good. It's a very good side scroller.
All right, Donnie.
Okay, well, he say you like anime. I'm a huge Dragon Ball fan too, but I don't like the Tenkaichi series, which is out right now. But hey, shoot for Kentaichi 3. I mean 2, Dragon Ball.
All right.
No, take that back. Ultimate Rage. No, that's coming out on the 25th of this month.
All right. I am gonna go next, and I'm gonna say, go get the God of War collection. All right. Hard Rock, your fourth game.
I'm trying to think more. Like I said, I'm trying to think more games for him.
Ooh.
Since he likes that one, since he likes comics and stuff like that, I would say go get like the Marvel Ultimate Universe game, either 1 or 2. Those are actually games you can find pretty cheap.
All right, Titanic.
Castle Crashers.
PSN.
That's a good game.
Yeah, that's the one I want to play during Extra Life because I still got a ways to go in that.
All right, Donnie.
My fourth game, I will have to say he have a lot of fun with. Ratchet and Clank, Tools of Destruction.
It's fine. The next game that I'm going to say, it's actually, I don't want to say God of War 3 because I already said God of War Collection.
What's the matter?
3 is great. Put it.
Yeah, but I already said God. All right, so God of War 3 I'll go with. So it's my fourth game. Hard Rock, your last game?
I'm actually going to take a page out of Titanic Wangs and go on the PSN and say get Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Well,
he likes fighting games. And
yeah, but that's a PS2 title.
No, dude, they did an HD remake of it.
All right, Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Titanic?
With trophies, which makes it worth it.
Exactly.
Which I should have got for free.
That's actually true. I actually have that game already, so I should have gotten it for free.
All right, Titanic, your fifth game.
Oh, fifth game. I got to go with Warhawk. I played a shitload of Warhawk when that came out, so... Gotta go with Warhawk.
All right, Donnie, your last game?
All right, well, if you're not a fan, you better become a fan. Metal Gear 4.
Metal Gear 4?
Yep.
Yeah, you see, there were a bunch of games I was actually going to say, but I'm actually trying to gear him more toward his taste. If we wanted to stay off our best, something like that, then I would have picked Metal Gear Solid 4 too. But
no, I know I was trying to gear him towards his taste, but he better have a taste for Metal Gear. Or else.
All right, and I'm actually surprised we went this whole time. Now, we've named 19 games so far. I'm surprised nobody's named Little Big Planet.
No, that's not him.
Nope.
You don't think Little Big Planet would be a good game for him?
Nope.
I would say Little Big Planet 2.
You see Part 2, exactly. I agree with Donnie, not with all you. All
right, so I'll go with Little Big Planet 2.
No, you said 1. Don't comp out.
all right, you know what? Hello. Little Big Planet 1. That's my last game. All right, so let's move on. Do we have any Twitter questions?
Yes, I got one right here from Acid Raid 77. He's asking, why is Hard Rock such a noob?
Oh,
He just wants it slapped on side of his head again, doesn't he?
Yeah, he actually tweeted me earlier this week and asked me the number of the show so he could call in, but I forgot to tweet it back to him, so then he just tweeted me that, so... Hard Rock, why are you such a noob?
Apparently, I am. I don't know. That's just who I am. apparently, because I don't prestige. That would probably be the best answer I could give. Since I don't prestige, that automatically makes me a noob. So, whatever.
Well, I mean, you bought Call of Duty 4, so you should have got the other two for free, right?
Yeah, that's very much true. That's right. I bought Call of Duty 4. I should be getting Modern Warfare 3 free. I bought Modern Warfare 2. I should be getting Part 3 for free.
You guys are totally misunderstanding that.
I bought Battlefield 2. I don't know why they're charging me for Battlefield 3, but apparently that's the way it is. I even walked in there with the cop. I was like, no, man, look, I have Battlefield 2, man. Look at this. Look at this box I'm holding.
All right, Hard Rock, how can our listeners get a hold of us?
By the neck? By the throat? Actually, you can get Donnie by the neck. He actually prefers it. He likes a little choking.
No, see, he already bought his neck. He should get his next one for free.
That's right. That's right.
Steve, man, that was a dare, man. That was a dare.
Okay. Guys, we have pages on Twitter. Hit us up at Proven Gamer, at Trophy Horse. Subscribe to us. We are on Facebook. Look up the Proven Gamer page. We're constantly trying to update that. We also have pages on Steam. Go to Steam and join the Proven Gamer group. That's where we hit up. Also, go to YouTube. Look up Official Proven Gamer. Subscribe to us. We're trying to put videos on there. We should have hopefully some more videos after Extra Life, because I'll be trying to record as much as I can. And if you want to, hit us up at our phone number, 323-PROVEN-9, which is 323-776-8639.
All right. Now let's move on to our shout-outs. Donnie, what shout-outs do you have?
I wanted to give a shout-out to Always Rolling, man. He's my dude on the PlayStation Network, one of my biggest fans, probably my only biggest fan, but I love him. Awesome Jay, I want to give a shout out to you, man. I ain't spoke to you in a while, man. Where you at? Come on, man. Holla at you, bro. And everybody else I forgot, man. I haven't forgot you. I just can't remember your name right now. I love you.
Titanic, you have any shout outs?
Oh, yep. Got a shout out my wife, Dr. G Pez. I got a shout out Jay Soprano, man. Chill it out with the chat invites. I like to play games. Every time I'm on, like, dude, Jay, I kept telling him, I was like, dude, I only got like this limited time where I can play games. And he's like, oh, that's okay, man. And then as soon as I log on, I mean, it's like my friends list isn't even loaded up all the way, and I got a chat invite. So, dude, chill out, dude. You're awesome. Just, I like to play games.
I have one of those too, man.
All right. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I meant to do it last week. I got to give a shout-out to Moonshiner. Like, I think a week ago I kind of combined Titanic Wing and Hard Rockin' Guy and made Hard Wang. And then Moonshiner made a combination of Moonshined Wang, which I really liked. I liked that. Sounds like something from, like, a sexy romantic novel. So I had to give him comps for that.
Well, Moonshined Wang is going to be going down in our bet, just saying. Because Moonshiner took the bet also.
Oh, yeah, I know. But it sounds like a sexy novel, doesn't it? Like the woman unzipped his pants and she saw his moonshined wang.
All right, Hard Rock, you have any shout-outs?
I want to give a shout-out to... I want to give a shout-out to SinSeeker86, Moonshiner... want to give a shout out to a couple of our writers, Louis22, Chris1289. Want to also give a shout out to Love Retro Gaming, basically the staff over at Proven Gamer, Titanic Wang, Donnie, Sin Seeker, you know, everybody there, one like that. I also want to give a shout out to Dasani Lemon Water. You're damn hard to find, but I will find more of you. And I want to give a shout out to Lipton Diet Green Tea, which is one of my favorite drinks ever, I will be consuming a lot of.
All right, and I want to give a shout out to Glenn, who is the train operator who sent in the question this week that I forgot last week. Also, want to give a shout out to Donnie's mom and grandma.
Sweet.
So, gentlemen, if there is nothing else until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Laters, guys.
Dude, that guy's in my trig class.